This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
You didn't change Washington.
You know, I changed those things that were in my direct control. I mean, look, I'm proud of the fact that with 2 weeks to go, we're probably the first administration in modern history that hasn't had a major scandal in the White House. In that sense, we changed some things. I would have liked to have gotten that one last Supreme Court justice in there. I'd like the Supreme Court to take a look.
Couldn't even get a hearing.
But we couldn't even get a hearing. Trying to get the other side of the aisle to work with us on issues, in some cases, that they professed originally an interest in, and saying to them, hold on a second, you guys used to think this was a good idea. Now, just because I'm supporting it, you can't change your mind, but they did. And what that did, I think, make me appreciate. And I've said this before, but it's worth repeating, because this is on me. Part of the job description is also shaping public opinion. And we were very effective, and I was very effective, in shaping public opinion around my campaigns. But there were big stretches while governing where, even though we were doing the right thing, we weren't able to mobilize public opinion firmly enough behind us to weaken the resolve of the Republicans to stop opposing us or to cooperate with us. And there were times during my presidency where I lost the PR battle.
I tell you, it is. Do you get frustrated hearing some of this stuff? I mean, you know, when he just flat out comes out and says, these are his words. You know, this was all part of the narrative that started out with Valerie Jarrett and then went on to Josh Earnest. Now he himself is saying that he's especially proud that his administration has been free of scandal. And going, wait a minute. I mean, do you think that you're a professor? Even when you're a professor and you teach in class, because that's what you seem to, in terms of the characterization of his style and management, is that students take notes. And in this particular case, there's video, there's audio tracks, there's history, well documented, demonstrating a plethora. Scott, you and I, that one day we came up with, 11 pretty quick. And then, of course, I think Gravian presented to us something like, what was it, 600, over 600 scandals. But he insists there isn't. And the thing is about this that I guess is problematic. And this is the whole issue. And you know, I'm not necessarily picking on President Obama as much as I'm trying to champion the truth here, is if we delude ourselves, we open ourselves to more lies, right?
Well, I believe the list. There's a extensive list of 633 potential scandals out there. Mm-hmm.
I think the Christians have made it 666 just for fun. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's.
I know.
Probably. But it's weird here because he's doing the thing that makes it so lies can grow. Mm-hmm. He's tying the lie into something that's truthful. So he says he's scandal-free, which obviously, if you look at the administration, that he used the IRS as a political tool. He used, Fast and Furious. You got these things. Those are all under his watch.
Benghazi.
Benghazi, yeah. Those are all under his watch. So he has to be, those are his. But then he ties it into the truth, when he talks about how the other side wouldn't work with him, even though some of the things that he tried to work with him with were things that they wanted. And so, he ties it all together. And that's how you get a lie to stick. You take it and tie it to a truth.
See, but anybody that knows anything about business, Scott, you can't blame the people that are on the team. If you're the manager, if you're in charge, see, this is what's going to be a big difference with Donald Trump.
I 100% agree with you.
Right. You see, but the thing is that some people, because of their ideology, will fall victim into this and think it's okay to blame people and skirt the responsibility. It doesn't happen that way in the real world, okay, Cupcake Nation? It doesn't happen. You're responsible. If you've got the title and you are the leader, then it's up to you to influence the people and make them come behind your vision that you have and get them excited about it. He did not do that.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And also, if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it's time for Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Hey, we're getting all our New Year's resolutions. Everybody's staying on track so far. It usually takes about inside of 90 days, you know. We try to hang in there the best we can, right?
We try.
Okay, I understand. Well, speaking of New Year's resolutions, you and I talked about the credit card debt that was going to get heavy come January. Record high spending this
it
retail
was a record season.
Yeah, it was a record season.
Right. A lot of it because of online. The growth, all the growth in retail spending over the holiday season was online, about 20% growth from the previous year. And you're seeing a lot of department stores, Macy's closing down and all kinds of other places because people just aren't going to the department stores. Well, it's kind of hard to pay with cash when you're online. You're just a bunch of clicks.
Right, exactly.
So it's very easy to get the credit card debt, and the numbers are going to come out soon, but it's going to be a staggering amount of new credit card debt that was taken out. So now the bills are coming in. Mm-hmm. Something like 40% of the people going into the season said up front, I'm going to spend for holiday gifts and know I don't have the money to pay for it when the bills come in.
Right.
And now the bills are coming in. So let me give them some specific advice to help them in that circumstance. First thing, they do not have to be paying 18 or 25% of some ridiculously high rate on their credit cards. There are plenty of good credit cards out there, typically 6, 7, 8%. Here's a free website to find the best deals, guidetocreditcard.com. And depending on what your needs are, you might want frequent flyer miles on a particular airline. You may want cash rebates. You can get up to 5 or 6% cash rebates. You might want a GM car. You might want whatever it is. Concentrate your spending on the cards where you're going to get the best deal for what your needs are. And all of them are on that guidetocreditcard.com. So get a better credit card is the first thing.
Well, then roll
your balance down. The second thing, if you're in a world of hurt and you've got a lot of credit card debt, and you don't have the money, and you're paying the minimum, and you're paying these ridiculously high interest rates, go to a nonprofit credit counseling place, because they will consolidate all your debts at different interest rates into one at a much lower rate than you can ever get on your own. My favorite place is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. Last I checked them, they're helping over a million Americans.
Wow.
In
that's
that
great.
Exact, there's about 7 million Americans have what's called debt management plans, DMPs. Mm-hmm. And they've already got deals with Chase and Citibank and Bank of America and Wells Fargo and all these places.
You know, it's not like you have to reinvent the wheel, right?
You do not have to reinvent the wheel. And you could never get these rates by screaming at them on your own. They are a 501c3 not-for-profit group that will get you deals, you know, and you're fitting into an existing system, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You would then make one payment to Cambridge. They pay the creditors, and depending on the numbers, in whatever, 2-3 years, you're out of debt. Right. Instead of having this hang over you the rest of your life, which is what happens if you pay the minimum on a credit card, it'll actually say on the statement, right, if you pay the minimum, it's going to take you 36 years to pay this off, or whatever it may be.
Exactly. You might hope to die before then or something, you know.
Well, that doesn't even get you out from under it then, because the creditors will go after your estate. Yeah. So they never let you alone. So paying it off, now that's not going to hurt your credit. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to do credit counseling because it's going to hurt my credit. It's considered a neutral on your credit score. Doesn't help, doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. But getting out of debt is what helps.
Exactly. So you can start sleeping at night again, you know?
Sleeping at night is a good thing.
Exactly.
It is a tremendous burden on an awful lot of people. And, you know, here they're earning zero in their savings accounts and checking and paying 18 to 25% on credit cards. It's very unfair, but that's the way it is. So, again, if that helps any of your listeners, CambridgeCredit.org. 800-897-2200 to get out from under that credit card debt.
That's a great idea. You know, you're talking about the brick and mortar and, you know, versus internet spending this year.
Right.
And it's amazing. I mean, it took a while, and they projected that it would take a while for customers to feel comfortable using their credit card online. And even with all the breaches and the cyber activity and all this stuff, well, I'll tell you, the Russians really wanted to mess with us. They would get involved in our retail stuff.
Nah. Well, I mean, there have been hacks of Target, right, Nordstrom. I mean, there have been some hacks in the retail area, but most people, you're right, feel totally comfortable today, and they get good selection. They don't have to battle the crowd. That's where the growth is. Actually, today, Amazon says it's going to hire 100,000 additional workers from what it's already got around the country. That just shows you where the growth is going on.
And most of those are going to fly drones, right? Because they got that.
Absolutely.
They got that that special patent on this mother ship that's going to be dropping packages all
that's
over
right.
the country.
Amazon Air, I think they're going to be calling.
Wow, that's incredible. All right, so the great ideas in dealing with you know, our credit card spending. Now, what about health care, repeal, replace? I mean, that was the big order of the day. No doubt this is what voters said that they wanted
right.
the GOP and Donald Trump to deal with. It's repeal, replace. I got to tell you, I'm still a little miffed at the GOP, because it's not like they just decided to do this 6 weeks ago. I mean, this is for 6 years they've been talking about it, and you'd think they'd have the core message of what they were planning on replacing
well,
the program with, right?
I mean, the guy that he's putting in as head of Health and Human Services, Tom Price,
yes,
from Georgia, has a plan. I mean, he's been thinking about this for a long time,
right?
And he's not going to be the one running the plan. So they do have a plan. It's not totally clear,
right,
but I think basically they're going to get rid of the mandate. They're going to get rid of the required 10, you know, you have to have these 10 essential things,
yes,
like maternity care for 50-year-old men. You know, it's
right.
not very useful. So
right.
all that stuff's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to create what are called risk pools in different states. So people with lots of expenses can be put in those risk pools, and everybody else's premiums can come down to more reasonable levels. So we'll have to see, but there's going to be a lot of changes in health care, and it's about 20% of the economy, so it really makes a big difference.
Yeah,
works.
Without a doubt, and they need to do something. I mean, this is an absolute disaster where we are right now, and it just gets more and more frustrating, you know, and all you hope for is that you don't get sick and you need something.
Right.
You know, God forbid, it's a catastrophic issue, and this is what's happening with Americans. But they, you know, they almost figured this, Jordan, that there would be a small percentage of Americans dealing with the morass of Obamacare at any one time, and it took a while. That's why it took a while for people to really realize that this was a bad bag
of goods. What made the difference was right before the election. Remember, on November 1st is when the new premiums were announced.
Yes, exactly.
Going to affect it. And so Arizona was 116% increase. Kentucky, there were a bunch of states over 50% increase. The average nationally was 25%. People said, I don't want that. I don't know what I want, but that's not what I want. And I think it had a big impact on the election, actually.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think you're right. And we'll see what you know, the Republicans can come up with. I would just say this is where the Democrats, they could learn from the Democrats. The Democrats know how to sing out of the same choir book. It may not be the right tune, but they're all singing, you know, the same chapter and verse. And this is one thing the Republicans seem to get caught back on their heels on, because here they are. I mean, they're like Crusader Rabbit. They're there to save the day on
right.
Democrats, because they really messed this whole thing up.
Right. Well, it's going to be different. I mean, in the Senate, they've got 52-48, so it's a pretty slim majority there.
Right.
And in many cases, the Democrats are not going to agree with this whatsoever, so they're going to need 60 votes to make this work one way or the other. I mean, Obama went up to Capitol Hill recently and said, don't cooperate with this at all. Right.
Yes, exactly, yes.
So they're going to need maybe more than 52 votes, but it's good. They're going to, as you're right, they're going to have to be really unified. On the other side, remember, there was zero Republican agreement to any of
on the initial deal.
At
exactly.
All. No.
Without a doubt.
So
well, Jordan,
we're out, the same.
We're out of time. We'll leave it there. Jordan Goodman, American's Money's Answer Man. Where can they go for more information, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com. Always.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
My soul sees.
believe in and understand that words still have meaning, and you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. It still hasn't changed. Those classic bywords still should be the heartbeat and the trajectory of who we are and who we want to be. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez. And from the moment rock and roll hit the airwaves, it has played a crucial role in politics and social movements around the world. Now, two iconic museums, the Museum and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, are partnering on a one-of-a-kind exhibit that explores the power of rock to change attitudes about patriotism, peace, equality, and freedom. Louder Than Words, Rock Power and Politics showcases the intersection between rock and politics and examine how artists exercise their First Amendment rights, challenge assumptions, and beliefs stimulate thought and affect change through iconic artifacts and photographs and multimedia experience. The exhibit will explore music's influence on civil rights, the Vietnam War, gender equality. Covers such artists as Bob Dylan, U2, The Rage Against the Machine. Louder Than Words is the new museum that will open up on January the 13th. And it'll be on display through July 31st, 2017. And with us right now, we're honored to have with us the director of the exhibit, the development at the museum, Patty Rule. Patty Rule, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. I'm great.
Hey, I bet you are. You're really excited. I mean, you're 2 days away from the opening of the museum. I mean, what a great concept.
It really is, and we're so thrilled to be able to work with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. We've been talking to them for years about coming together on an exhibit, and they had this idea, and we said, yes, this is so much a part of our mission here to explain to people the importance of free expression and what it really means in our country and how it relates to the First Amendment. So we're thrilled to have this exhibit with 164 incredible artifacts from Bruce Springsteen's, the outfit that he wore on the cover for Born in the USA, two of John Lennon's guitars, Jimi Hendrix's guitar that he played at Woodstock. I mean, people walk past that and say, is that what I think it is? It's yes. really an incredible artifact.
Wow. How cool is that? What are some political and social issues that these artists have helped change specifically?
Sure. You know, we start with the March on Washington and, how musicians shone a light on racial injustice and are still doing so today with the Black Lives Matter movement. So it goes from the civil rights era to Black Lives Matter, from women's rights to gender equality, from fighting, the war in Vietnam to the war on terror, from championing soldiers and how they have had a difficult return after war. So all of the major social causes of our time have really been shaped in some way by the way musicians and artists sang about them.
Mm-hmm. Patty, as you were putting this together, as you mentioned Vietnam, that was probably, I would think, the pinnacle of rock expression. I mean, in terms of taking over a social movement and bringing to light, what was happening, I think the others have hoped to kind of come alongside and have that kind of impact. But there was no doubt that rock and roll was a big part of the movement during the Vietnam era, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And we have a kiosk where you can explore some of the music that came out of the Vietnam War era and other, bringing it up to the War on Terror as well. But that was a huge part of our history. And, musicians really sang some of those songs that we're still singing today, and that so that the impact that they had still resonates.
Exactly. How about the other elements that the exhibit include?
Oh, let's see. We have five costumes of the Village People. We have the hat maker that made Aretha Franklin's hat for Barack Obama's inauguration when she famously sang. We have that on display. We have an outfit that George Clinton wore. He did a song, Paint the White House Black, 15 years before Barack Obama's historic election. We've got a really cool concert film where we look back on those concerts for a cause that started in the 1970s with a concert for Bangladesh.
Exactly.
And how bringing all these rock superstars together for famine and various other causes, from farm aid to live aid, and how those really brought a moment to a much higher level and much higher awareness and really changed the cause. You know, got people to send millions of dollars for famine relief and other causes.
Yeah, you think about what Willie Nelson did and George Harrison and, you know, Michael Jackson. I mean, on and on, these celebrities coming together for social issues, making a huge difference, didn't they?
They really did. And, you know, there's just something about, like, you know, words set to a beat and then sung by someone who already has a following and has credibility within his industry to really, that's why we call it louder than words. It's like when you put these issues to music, it really becomes more powerful and louder than words.
Mm-hmm. Now, the talent that you had available, I mean, there you are. You know, you're there in Cleveland, Ohio, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right there. The plethora of artists that you had available. Let's talk about some of the performers that you had access to.
Sure. Well, actually, we're the museum, and we're in Washington, D.C., so just so people know, to see the exhibit now in Washington, but it was in Cleveland. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is an incredible partner. You know, we have Bono, we have, you know, the jacket that he wore and that famous Super Bowl appearance right after 9/11 when they famously sang Where the Streets Have No Name and ran a scroll of all the people who lost their lives in 9/11. Gloria Estefan is interviewed. David Byrne is interviewed. John McCain talks about how challenging it can be for a politician to try to co-opt a popular song. Again, politicians want to get that same burst of energy that rock and roll artists have, so they sometimes collaborate with them, and sometimes they're taking songs that the artists don't want them to take. So it's really, really powerful. It's really, you know, it's got humor, it's got pathos, it's got the great social issues of our time. Really a fun exhibit.
Well, as you say, the exhibit, and forgive my confusion here, it did premiere at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during the Republican National Convention, and it will be at the museum for Inauguration Day, right?
It will indeed. And, you know, we're right here on Pennsylvania Avenue, and the inaugural parade comes right past the museum. So maybe President Trump will step out of his limo and come on in to see it. We'll see.
I was gonna say, can he stop the parade for a moment? A little detour there. Check it out. I mean, how much fun would that be, huh?
That would be fun. We would certainly welcome him or any members of his staff to come and visit this exhibit in the museum.
Exactly. Well, I got to get there and see it myself to see it firsthand, because I love artifacts like this, and it just sounds really exciting what you've been able to put together and dream up here with the entire team. What a great effort, Patty. I'm going to ask you an unfair question. I'm sure they ask you this all the time in regard to your favorite artifact. I don't know how you would choose one, but you know, it's one of those questions I guess that we have to ask. What is your favorite artifact on display?
It's really tough. You know, I'm a writer, so when I see the handwritten lyrics of Bob Dylan writing The Time They Are Changing, and so you see how it comes from a germ of an idea in his mind, and then he writes this song that 60 years later has lost none of its power, you know, Bruce Springsteen's handwritten lyrics to Born in the USA, that's really powerful and evocative for me. So I like seeing those sorts of things. And certainly, you know, the costumes that they wore, the Village People costumes and the jeans and T-shirt that Bruce Springsteen wore on the cover of the Born in the USA album. All these things are, you know, moments of my, you know, my sort of pop culture soundtrack. So really they're things that'll, you know, go from the 1960s to current day. So there's something for everybody here.
Well, I could say that this is nothing that you go through. You just walk through. Maybe the first time you take a first draft spin just to walk through it and just feel the totality of everything. But then you really need to, you know, kind of just take a very slow stroll through memory lane here, right?
I hope we help people too, and there, you know, there are two interactives. There are four films in connection with this, including this big screen sort of concert film that's really going to rock the house when people get to see it. So there's so much here, and there's so much rich history, and you just forget these songs and the stories behind them and how much power they had at the time and still have today.
Well, Patty, how long will Louder Than Words be up, and where can they go for more information?
Louder Than Words opens this Friday, the 13th, and it will be here through July 31st. And people can go to our website, www.newseum.org, and find out all about it.
Well, when I stop by, I'm going to be looking you up, okay?
Great, Bill. I'll be happy to give you a tour. Come on down.
I'm looking forward to it. Patty Rule, she is the director of the museum that will be on display, as she said. And go to their website, museum.org.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. 1396.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
I guess when you're 15, you're not intimidated by the A-listers and all the celebs out of Hollywood saying, what are you doing performing at the inauguration? Jackie Ivanka doesn't know better. Thrilled to share her talents with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jamie McIntyre is with us. He's in one of the chairs there at the Pentagon, talking to us live. Jamie is a senior defense and national security writer for the Washington Examiner. Jamie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm just doing fine.
Well, good. Good to have you with us. I want to talk about the takeaways from the confirmation hearings with General Mattis, defense secretary nominee, that Donald Trump has offered to our country.
Well, it was an amazing hearing. So he spoke for 3 hours, and you know, normally a retired general who's only been out of uniform for 3.5 years wouldn't even be considered
exactly.
to lead the Pentagon because of this, you know, very strong bedrock policy we have about civilian control of the military. War, as we like to say, is too important to be left to the generals. But in the Trump administration, and particularly with Trump's lack of experience in military affairs and strategy, having someone like General James Mattis, who is a legendary Marine commander, a deep thinker, a scholar, someone who has 6,000 books in his library and can describe to you what the Thucydides Thucydides' trap is from the Peloponnesian Wars.
Yes.
Is just the kind of person that there's wide bipartisan support for his confirmation. So he had a non-contentious hearing where he talked about a lot of different subjects, and he had a quick vote on his waiver of this law that says you have to be out of uniform for 7 years, and he is cruising to what looks like will be an easy confirmation.
Interesting questions there, you know, that happens with all these confirmation hearings and, you know, how some of these people expose themselves and share their interest in terms of their personal interest and how the military should be run. But James Mattis is spot on and targeted with the mission and the objective of what the military is all about, isn't he?
Well, you know, he's very much just a strategic thinker. You know, a lot of times you think of generals being on the battlefield and they have like one objective, you know, take that hill, let's get as many, you know, men on that and air power on that. But Mattis is a big thinker. And you could see that at the hearing, and he was very careful in how he answered a lot of the questions. And a lot of times, basically his answer was, we're going to get together with the national security team of the Trump administration when everyone is confirmed and in place, and we're going to come up with a coordinated strategy. But he's not a shoot from the hip kind of guy. But he was also very tough and firm about confronting Russia, about confronting Iran, North Korea, and China. But he was careful not to get out ahead of his skis, as they say here at the Pentagon.
Exactly.
Particularly because, you know, he has not yet been confirmed.
Well, he sure instills confidence, doesn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, his men love him. And, you know, he was introduced yesterday by former Senator Sam Nunn, who used to chair the Senate Armed Services Committee, and former Senator William Cohen, a Republican who was Defense Secretary in the Clinton administration. And he really doesn't have any detractors. And as I said, if it weren't for the fact that it was Mattis and what he brings to this job and the thoughtfulness that he's brought to this job, he probably wouldn't have a chance being a retired general, because this job is supposed to go to a civilian. Now, he is a civilian. He's been out of uniform for 3.5 years. But it's a measure of the respect that he has on both sides of the aisle that I don't think he was asked one contentious question. And, you know, a few senators voted against him on the principle of the civilian control of the military. But he's going to be taking charge here on January 20th. They'll be hanging his name on the door on the third deck, one floor up from where I'm sitting right now.
Exactly. Well, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the Democrat from New York, couldn't help herself. Of course, wanted to talk about females in the military. This has been batted about back and forth, and he was very straightforward with her, wasn't he?
Well, so, you know, this came up for a couple of reasons. One is, back when Mattis was out of uniform and didn't have any idea that he would ever be going back into government service, he made some remarks about how he didn't really think that you should have women in frontline infantry units. It's just too close combat, and that the tensions between men and women. So he had said something on the record. And also, as the Pentagon was leading up to this idea of opening up all jobs to women in the military, the Marine Corps, they took sort of a different tack. You know, the key principle there is that you have one standard for whatever the job is. If it's to be a combat infantryman or artillery or fly a plane, you have one standard. If you can meet the standard, you can do the job, whether or not you're male or female or whatever.
Right.
And so that's the criteria that they put in place. But the Marine Corps looked at it in a different way. They said, well, how do the all-male units as a unit perform compared to gender-integrated units, units with women in them? And they found the male units perform better. And so the Marines didn't want to open up all the jobs to women. Now, Mattis is a Marine general, a retired Marine general. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs is General Joseph Dunford. He's a Marine and was the Marine Corps commandant when they did those things. So the question was, might they go back and roll it back? And Mattis, I know this is a long way to get to this answer, but Mattis's answer was essentially, look, I'm not coming in looking for problems. If this is working, fine. If someone brings me a problem, one of the service chiefs comes up and says, you know, this isn't working, then I'll look at it. But I'm not coming in looking to roll things back. And, of course, he's had units with women in them. He's a legendary commander. He'd been in Iraq and, you know, led the invasion and did all kinds of things there and was the U.S. Central Commander. He's had women under his command for years, and he thinks they provide a very valuable contribution. So it's interesting. Didn't rule out maybe some change later on if it's not working out the way it's supposed to, but said he's not coming in to change things.
Well, he's an empiricist. I mean, he's looking at the facts. I mean, hey, are we winning or are we going to lose? Is this going to is this the best way to get the mission accomplished, even to the point of course, you know, liberals want to talk about, gay rights in the military. I don't care who you're sleeping with. You know, can you go out there and do the job, you know?
Well, that's exactly what he said. You know, he said, I don't really concern myself with what two consenting adults who they go to bed with. But he is concerned about keeping the American fighting force to be the premier force and a force that can intimidate America's adversaries and also inspire its allies to reach the kind of goals that we have. So if you listen to him for 3 hours yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee, you couldn't help but be impressed and understand why he has achieved such legendary status. And one thing, by the way, you probably heard President-elect Trump refer to him as Mad Dog.
Yes.
Mad is his nickname, Mad Dog.
Yes, right.
He pointed out in the hearing yesterday, you know, that's not his favorite nickname. He didn't come up with that. He said the press has labeled him that, and in his words, you know, the press doesn't always get everything right.
Well, of course, and they tried to bend it, and some of the pundits tried to bend, some potential conflict between he and the president-elect. But it was quite impressive. I mean, first of all, with General Mattis being the man of character that he is and experience, the knowledge that he carries and what he brings to the table is immense. But you have to also give credit to the man who saw his abilities and said, look, I want him on the team. And I want him on the team regardless of whether or not he 100% agrees with me, right?
Well, Mattis said, look, I wouldn't have taken this job if I didn't think the president-elect would take my input seriously. And he said, and in the discussions I've had with him, he said he's been very open to new ideas. He's open to changing his policies. He asks questions about the things I'm talking about. So Mattis believes that he can have a lot of influence on President-elect Trump. And in fact, that was one of the factors, I think, in the bipartisan support. People who aren't as confident, some of the Democrats who aren't as confident in Trump as commander-in-chief, are reassured by the fact that he's going to be relying on people like General Mattis for some of his advice. And so that helped overcome any of the objections of the fact that technically he didn't meet the out-of-uniform requirement.
Exactly. Well, Jamie, it seems that people are looking at Trump in some ways. He seems to be Reagan-esque in as much as that he's surrounding himself with very talented and gifted people like General Mattis.
Well, certainly General Mattis is right up there.
No doubt. Well, Jamie McIntyre, Senior Defense and National Security Writer for the Washington Examiner. Jamie, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter at dailyondefense.com. It's free and worth everything you pay.
Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today.
Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with the American 14 Minutes before the top of the hour. Happy New Year to you. And we've got a great devotional that we're going to be talking about here in just a few moments with T.C. Stallings. Playing on God's Team, 21-week devotional for building true Christian athletes. And, you know, whether you regard yourself as somewhat of a professional, semi-professional, or athletic in general, this is terrific. It's a terrific study that TC has put together. He says, in Jesus' name we pray, on his team we play. Maybe you've been told that you're one of the most dedicated players on the team, or maybe that's what you want to be, and when it comes to your dedication to God's team, the one that matters most, what kind of player would Jesus say you are? Ooh, tough question here, huh? Maybe tougher answer. Just as an athlete is recruited to play a sport, Jesus recruits you to play in the spiritual game of life. Think about it. Standards that make a good athlete include strength, confidence, and hard work. What about God's standards? We can use God's word to evaluate the way we choose to live. Every effective team works toward a common goal. The purpose of this Bible study and devotional is to help encourage, inspire, and build committed Christian athletes who desire to consistently follow Christ's game plan. Now, this is serious stuff. I mean, because TC gets real, and he had to come to that moment to realize whether or not he was being real about being on Jesus' team and being an athlete and being one that Jesus could count on. No more game day only athletes, he goes on to write. Playing on God's team is about being an everyday follower of Jesus on and off the field, in and out of season. T.C. Stallings, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, we were just bragging on you about your book and what you did with this devotional here. I will say, gosh, I've enjoyed, your acting. You've done such a great job. And I will say particularly when I was watching War Room, you don't know how many people were sitting there at that momentous time in the movie when you were tempted to have an affair on Priscilla Shire and go, TC, don't go with that woman.
Yeah, man. It was so cool to sit there and watch it with people because, you know, I'm sneaking in theaters to watch certain, you know, parts and either when I was being mean or when I was doing that, and there's people are there, like, I'm going to slap him in his head. And I just sink down in my seat, like, yeah, really. I better be careful up in here.
Well, exactly. Well, you got to say, hey, look, I'm just playing a bad guy. I can be a bad guy, but in this case, I was just playing a bad guy, having a bad moment, but I was redeemed after all, right?
Right, absolutely, yeah. Man. I can't say how many people I meet, they say, man, I wanted to knock you out, but praise God for you turning around.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah. Well, just say, well, not only did you want to knock me out, the devil wanted to knock me out and came pretty close, and that's real life, and that's where it's at. And for you, with this book, Playing on God's Team, in the opening chapter, you talk about, you know, your moment of where you had to face the reality of that question. And in a sense, you know, Jesus used a young man, a fellow student with you, who had heard that you're this Christian athlete and you're this big man on campus and you're all about Jesus. And he wanted to test it out. And he finally was able to, you know, get together with you and confront you with some honest questions that caused you to really think about how serious you were about your faith.
Yeah, I mean, it was a life-changing moment for me, and I thank God for it every single day because it came at a time where he knew that I would understand him the most. You know, it was just a simple, regular, you know, person on campus, and here I am at the top of the chain in terms of what people consider, you know, big time in this world. I was a running back at the University of Louisville, and yeah, he bugged me and bugged me and bugged me to study with me, and when I finally studied scripture with him after properly turning him down left and right because I thought I had it all together, just rocked my world with scripture about what it truly means to be a follower, because everybody on campus saw me as this big-time Christian. But God knew that I had no idea what it truly meant to be a follower. It's just my Christian habits were so loud that it was easy to send that message. And so when we sat there and studied scripture and I saw what it truly meant and that if I met God face to face at that moment, I'd be in trouble. It was change time for me. And so that was a big, big, big turning point for me.
Well, I got to tell you, I could relate clearly with you at that moment because, you know, when you come to that point and you realize how good you thought you were and how good you're not, you fall on God's mercy and say, God, can I have time? Can I have some time here? I should be toast for the way I've been misrepresenting you, but can you give me a little bit of time to reconcile this, right?
Absolutely. And it's just by grace of God that you get that moment because you're so sure of yourself, you know, and this is why in scripture it says a lot of people will be shocked when they get face to face with Jesus and he say, I never knew you, when you think in all your life you did. And I think it's by his grace that he sends people or situations or whatever to meet you where you need to be met and let you know what road you need to get on. He's not going to leave you in the dark. Everybody gets these moments that I have. It's just a matter of how you respond to them. And that's why I wrote the book, to help people respond in the right way and encourage them not to put that off.
Well, I want to get into this system. I mean, this is a devotional. And this is quite comprehensive. I mean, it's a 21-week devotional, you say, for building true Christian athletes. But it's comprehensive. I mean, it comes with this book, but there's also a video aspect to the plan as well. So explain to our audience Playing on God's Team and how they can be a member of God's team.
Well, you know, yeah, so yeah, 21-week, you know, devotional. And you know, I didn't write Bible study on it. I just don't want people to confuse it just with here's another Bible study by someone. No, it really truly is, though. It's really truly a 21-week Bible study and devotional. But I love that word devotional because it makes you focus on it. It makes you not just put it in your mind and then throw it out. You go through a lesson each week, and then it's 21 weeks because I want you to take a week to focus on what you learn and discuss. And so the way it works is, you know, you come and you will read the lesson, and it's 21 short lessons that focus on a concept, you know, that, and I use athletic terms because, you know, I was a Christian athlete and, you know, Satan was really beating me up in college and I just didn't know it. So again, we talked about how I realized it and made that change. Well, now I want to help athletes around the world, whether you're in Little League or all the way up to the pros, but you're in a locker room trying to be a Christian. You're living that life.
Or if you're a coach.
I know the effort. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you'll understand this concept because I know that you know how to push and make yourself better at your sport. Well, now we want to do it for the team that matters most. And I define team as a collection of people coming together for a common goal. And so this is where, like, if you're saying to yourself, hey, I'm not an athlete, can I use the book? Sure, if you're on any team, you know, your job is a team. If you're on staff somewhere, that's a team. Any collection of people, your family's a team.
Right.
But the coach of those teams, you know, whether it's the leader of the family or the sports team coach, well, on God's team, it's God, Jesus
yes.
Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And so we want to give them the same effort. And so there's wrap-up videos on my website, and these are free. You don't have to pay for them or anything like that. There's no DVD or anything. You go through the lesson, and then I come in, and I wrap it up and tie it all together at the end to put everything in the right perspective. And, again, it's a 21-week journey that I hope will let you see that Jesus can't just be the Savior of your life. He has to be Lord, too, which means you got to follow him, and that's the difference.
Well, the other team, TC, that comes to mind here, and this happened during the era of Promise Keepers, if you might recall, if you were at all involved with Promise Keepers, they had E-teams, and the E for encouragement, and they were men around the United States and even parts of the world that got together on a weekly basis, building one another up, praying for each other. And this gives it, brings a dimension to that kind of concept where you are encouraging one another, because it's not just a teaching and a reading. There is an encouragement of exchange of information. As I said, I've said often, God in his brilliance did not give any one person all the goods. We all have parts and pieces to the answer. And when we can be vulnerable enough and honest with one another, then we can exchange ideas that may be that flicker of light that you need to have to answer that incredible question that has been tormenting you. Just like that young man in his, and I believe, an apostolic office came to you and gave you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment and got you on the real track, which is what you wanted to be all along in your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing about, you know, all of that is when it comes to a team, like you said, the Promise Keepers team, everybody's coming together with something to offer because, you know, we're all studying Scripture. We're all trying to encourage each other, build each other up. And Scripture tells us in Hebrews to come together and encourage each other. And it's one of those things where on a team, you know, I'll use football, for example. Every there's a bunch of positions and we all come together. We got different functions. We all got something to bring to the table. You know, I ran the ball. As a running back, quarterback threw the ball, the wide receivers caught the ball, the linemen blocked, and so on and so forth. One person don't do their job, it's really hard to function.
That's
and we're
right.
so much stronger together and united. And so that's another concept, you know, as far as what Christians are supposed to be. You know, we're a team coming together for one common goal, and we got to work together. And, you know, to your point about the student who came to me, you know, I don't talk about this that much because it's cool to, I mean, in the book, because it's a whole other story. It could be a whole other book. But that student who came to me, you know, the interesting thing about this is why God set it up where nobody can get credit for my transformation but him. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to be wondering who this student was.
Right.
But guess what? That student, he didn't even turn out to be a great Christ follower himself. It showed that God can use anybody, because at the end of the day, he was so right about God because he used Scripture, and Scripture cannot lie. But this guy didn't even end up leading the type of life that he's supposed to lead. But that changed nothing for me because he was right about Scripture. It's such a beautiful story, and I love that it happened to me, and I'm grateful for it each day.
Well, I pray that someone comes into his life and touches him the way he touched you with the truth of God and the power of God's word. T.C. Stallings, congratulations on the book, Playing on God's Team. Where can they go for more information?
My website, www.tcstallings.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at T.C. Stallings. And the book's available on Amazon.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever